Proclamation number 3256 dated the September 15th, 1944. Need cells. Remorse. Loving help. When you humans have concluded your earthly life and entered the spiritual realm, the time of your earthly life will appear like a mere moment as soon as the memory of the infinitely long time before your embodiment as a human being is returned to you. And then you will also understand that the last stage of your soul's development has been in great mercy, and anyone who has used it and achieved admission into the spiritual realm, anyone who need not reproach himself for having allowed the graces of earthly life pass him by, is blessed. The remorse in the beyond is all the more painful when the soul realizes that it is no longer able to put right what it had avoided or neglected on earth, when the soul becomes aware of the inconceivable suffering of the infinitely long earthly path and how easy the short life as a human being had been in comparison, which it did not value correctly. The soul's regret of a wrongly lived earthly life is so agonizing and depressing that this in itself causes the soul to do penance and worsens its painful situation. Yet physical life with its many opportunities to mature is over now and the soul has to accept the consequences of its earthly way of life. It is to continue its process of development in the beyond but with far more difficulties than on earth as long as it is not allowed to enter the realm of light. You humans do not know the distress of such a soul in darkness and the merciful love it requires to receive help. You all should have compassion on such souls. You should think of them with love. They can never be redeemed because they are too weak without help. Because only love will give them strength and a soul's hope and ask for this love from people, since the spirits of light can only help these souls when they are willing to help other souls. But in order to awaken this willingness to help, their will has to be strengthened, and only the strength given to them by people's love on earth can achieve that. Lost souls, i.e., those who have not used their earthly life correctly or who lived entirely without spiritual aspiration on earth are in greatest need because they have no strength whatsoever and entirely depleted willpower. To help these souls is one of the greatest works of love which the human being can perform. He should constantly pray for such souls. He should mentally inform them that they ought to act with kindness even in the beyond. Time and again he should urge them to love. He should mentally communicate with them and with his love give them strength, which is comforting to the soul as it alleviates its state of suffering. And the souls will be eternally grateful to people whose loving help will release them from their agonizing situation as soon as they can take part in the redemption work themselves. As soon as they can reduce the suffering of other souls by bringing them spiritual knowledge which, however, they first have to acquire themselves. Due to their will to help, their greatest need is remedied and their remorse will lessen at the same rate as their willingness to help grows. For then the soul understands that it is needed in the spiritual realm and in its enthusiasm forgets its own suffering. It strives to gather spiritual values in order to share them again. It has created for itself a new sphere of activity and tries to make up for what it had neglected to do on earth, to give love. And now it can continue its process of development in the spiritual realm, thanks to the help of people's loving thoughts on earth for which it will be eternally grateful. Amen.